This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg. The parents of the Evergreen High School shooter won't face charges, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office announced today. The 16-year-old died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound the day of the attack last September. Two students were shot and suffered critical injuries, but survived after extensive hospital stays. Investigators say they collected DNA samples from the shooter's parents and found no link between them and the firearm. The family of a man who was fatally shot by a Douglas County Sheriff's deputy has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the deputy and the department. CPR's Tony Gorman reports Jalen Sebron was celebrating his 23rd birthday at a Highlands Ranch and entertainment venue when a fight broke out in the women's restroom and led to a separate shooting.
Police were called, and when Douglas County Sheriff's Deputy Nicholas Moore arrived on scene, he found Sebron pointing a gun at the building. Moore commanded him to drop the weapon before firing off 9 rounds, killing Sebron. The family's attorney, Tyrone Glover, says police knew the shooter was a woman and that Moore didn't give Sebron enough time to react.
He just showed up, and within seconds, fired those 9 shots.
The Douglas County District Attorney's Office declined to file criminal charges against Moore following an investigation. The lawsuit filed by Sebron's family alleges that Moore was reckless in responding to the call. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And this is CPR News at 6:06.